still standing behind the masks. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Several states moving to lift mask mandates, but the Centers for Disease Control not yet ready to make that federal policy.
We want to give people a break from things like mask wearing when these metrics are better, and then have the ability to reach for them again should things worsen. If and when we update our guidance, we will communicate that clearly, and it will be based on the data and the science.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, New York and California, among the states lifting mask mandates recently, but leaving them in place for school children. Virginia now making it illegal to force kids to wear masks in the classroom without parental consent.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin signed a law passed by legislators that codified his earlier executive order. He added an emergency provision allowing the rule to take effect March 1st, masks in schools can no longer be required. At his bill signing, several school-aged children were there, including 10-year-old Bronna McAllister, who was invited to speak.
This morning was my ninth suspension of not wearing a mask, and it has been really hard to do work.
Several school districts had sued when the governor initially made masks optional in an order. Arlington's district says they're reviewing the latest health guidance and will present a revised policy at Thursday's board meeting.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The Biden administration continues to warn that Russia's claim that it's pulling back some of its troops from Ukraine's borders is disinformation.
More Russian forces, not fewer, are at the border, and they are moving, concerningly, into fighting positions. This is cause for profound concern.
State Department spokesman Ned Price, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, tells Fox News the risk of an invasion is still very high. At the Olympics, Canada wins gold in women's hockey, beating the U.S. 3-2. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
As another winter storm builds in the heartland, turbulent weather triggering tornado warnings overnight in southern Oklahoma.
EF2 tornadoes, the potential does exist, and those are pretty intense tornadoes, and they could be moving at 60 to 80 miles an hour once they're on the ground. The possibility exists from Jackson, Mississippi, Tupelo, all the way up through Middle Tennessee into the Nashville area. We have to be on high alert.
Meteorologist John Marshall at Fox Weather. The winter storm threatens to dump several inches of snow in central Kansas today. President Biden is scheduled to travel to Ohio today to pitch his Build Back Better agenda at stops in the Cleveland area. FAA Administrator Stephen Dixon has told the president it's time for him to go home, and he's resigning his job midway through his five-year term. A growing number of congressional Democrats are choosing not to run for re-election this year.
When New York Congresswoman Kathleen Rice announced she won't run for another term this year, she became the 30th House Democrat to do so this cycle.
There are a range of retirements every cycle for a variety of reasons. And what we're focused on is working with members to deliver for the American people.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden intends to campaign with congressional Democrats. Republicans are viewed as favorites to win back the House, needing to flip only five seats. Retirements can be a predictor of midterm results. Nearly two dozen Republicans did not run for re-election before the Democrats flipped control of the House in 2018. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Entering the third week of their protest in the Canadian capital of Ottawa over COVID restrictions, truck drivers say they expect police to move on them at any time. They've received warning letters that their trucks will be towed and they'll be arrested as early as today. Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow dropped 54 points, NASDAQ down 15, the S&P 500 added 4 points. Now futures are down more than 170 points. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.